He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the May 27th post-Memorial Day edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've got a good start here to the market, and we have a new record highs for the S&P 500 today. The S&P 500 is up 8 points this morning. That puts us at 1,908. Now, I've only been able to say 1,900 one time before during my radio career, and that was last week. Here we are at 1,900. Let's say it again. That's the third time I've said it. We're over 1,900 for the first time in the history of the market. The Dow is at 16,667. It's up 61 points today. It is at or near. I'll have to look that up and see what the all-time record high was on the Dow, but I know we are very, very close to it. The NASDAQ, however, its old record was 5,000. But the NASDAQ's having a good day. It's up 29 points right now to 4,215. And we have the gold miners down today, big time, 1.3% on gold, down 1275 is where we sit in the gold markets right now. Crude oil, I don't know if that's a right read or not there. I'm getting $95 per barrel. We just hit 104. I don't like that number. I don't know if that's a good number I'm getting from Yahoo right now. We'll check on that. We have the euro at 1.36, and we have the 10-year yield at 2.54. That's where we start the week. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we are at new all-time highs in the markets. And, of course, you got to go back to March 9th of 2009 when the market hit 666. And here we are over 1,900. This has been a money-making opportunity. And I hope that all of you out there have 401ks, TSP plans, TSAs. For all you teachers out there, I hope that you've made some real money here over the last 5 years. Plus, 5 years plus, 5 years plus about 3 months. And if you haven't made any money in the market, then you haven't been following the right people, or you've been afraid, or you've just not gotten good advice. I don't know. I mean, in the end, we're all responsible for our own decisions and how we invest. We're the ones that pull the final trigger on those decisions. And you should have at least doubled, maybe even tripled the money, not counting whatever money you've been putting into your retirement plan over the last 5 years. Now you say, well, you know what, I'm just getting started in the workforce. Is it too late? Well, all I can say is this. We're still in a bull market. How much longer this bull market goes, nobody knows. Some people say markets run in 7-year cycles. That means we could have almost 2 years left in this bull market. Others are worried. Others have been saying that the bull was over 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago. You know what? It's very, very difficult to predict markets. I find it much, much better to stay within the moment. What's occurring in the market today? And we take it a day at a time and a week at a time. And then every weekend, I wrap it all up. I take a look at all of the important indicators, and I tell you where the market's at currently. And that's what we do every week here on the radio show. In addition to wrapping up the market on the weekends in the newsletter, I like to do it once a week in my radio show. Where is the market? What is the current state of the market? Are we just beginning a new bull? No, that's not it. We've been in a bull now for 5 years and 3 months. Is the bull getting tired? Well, you could make that argument, but at the same time, we're still hitting new highs. Is the bear market lurking around the next corner? Well, I don't see it lurking around the next corner, but we always have to be aware that there is another bear market lurking out there somewhere. And for that reason, we have to be constantly vigilant on the markets, on what's working in the markets, and the overall strength of the market. So let's just take a look at the current state of the market. Here we are almost at the halfway point. Well, not quite. 5 month point. We'll be in the books here soon, in the stock market. And we don't have a lot to show for ourselves here in the United States of America. In fact, I pointed out over the weekend that the Dow is up just 18 cents. Not even 1%. It's up 0.18%. It began the year at 16,576, and it's currently at 16,600. It just has made no progress, and in between, we've had about a 6, 7, 8% sell-off. So it's been a volatile year, way more volatile than last year, and the bottom line is we don't have much to show for ourselves here in the United States. The S&P 500, on the other hand, is up 2.8%. year to date. You know, that's okay, but it's not the 29% that we achieved last year. Doesn't look like we're going to do that again this year. The PE ratio on the S&P right now is currently at 18.09. Okay, we're trading at 18 times forward earnings on the 3,800 stocks that I follow. Just to give you some perspective, last year, we began the year at 14.78. So the P/E ratio of the market is rising. We're up to 18.09 right now from 14.78 last year. We have to keep our eye on that. Valuation, very important factor. The NASDAQ, so far this year, is up 22 cents. 0.22. That's it. 0.22. after almost a 40% last year. So to say that the U.S. markets have cooled off would be quite the understatement here in 2014. We have nothing to show for 5 months of work. And if you look at the internals of the U.S. market, if you look at the social media stocks, the internet stocks, the biotech stocks, you'll see that the internals have been downright lousy on that high P/E momentum area of the market. The small caps, down 4.2% so far this year. They were the leaders last year in the market. This year, U.S. small caps are one of the worst places to be invested. And again, the internals on the small cap stocks are much worse than what the averages say, down 4.2%. Now, let's go outside of the United States for a moment, and let's look around the rest of the world. Last year, the market was all about the United States of America. Nothing else really mattered at all. In fact, the emerging markets were negative last year, while our markets were scorching up the track. Well, the emerging markets are kind of turning it around this year. In fact, as a whole, the emerging markets are up 4.2% so far this year. So while the U.S. markets have very little to show for themselves so far in 2014, the emerging market index, that's the Vanguard index, one of the proxies that I follow, VWO, is up 4.2% year to date. Now, other emerging markets have done even better than that. Let's look at Brazil, which is one of those BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China. In fact, those countries are looking downright good once again. And there's a way to get exposure to all of them. Brazil's up 7% so far this year. One of the leading indexes in the world. But wait, the leading index in the world right now is India, which is now up 21% year to date. Bottom line is this. The current state of the market is the U.S. markets, despite hitting new highs, have very little to show for themselves so far in 2014. And don't forget, I put up a yellow flag on the U.S. markets at the beginning of this year. And so far, that was a pretty good call. Nothing to show for ourselves in the U.S. markets. But when we look overseas, and that's where I've been headed with my money, we have India up 21%. We have Brazil up 7%. We have Latin America up 3.8%. I continue to feel like the best opportunity in 2014 lies outside of the United States of America. Now, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the asset classes. Bonds, preferred stocks, common stocks, small cap stocks, emerging markets, all the various asset classes that we have to choose from. And let's see where we're at on our asset allocation right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, here's what we've determined so far. The bull market is now 5 years, 3 months old. It's not a young bull market. It's a maturing bull market. The economic recovery is not brand new. It's a maturing economic recovery. And there are some that are afraid that we could be slipping back into recession. In fact, when we finish this quarter in about 4 weeks, a little over 4 weeks, we'll be getting our GDP print for the year for the second quarter of 2014. We know that the first quarter of this year was barely positive. Barely positive. 0.1% was our gross domestic product. Why? Well, you know, they're blaming the snow and the ice and the blizzards and the wind and all the traffic snarls and airport snarls and not being able to get to the mall or to the restaurant or to the theaters, whatever. Well, the rubber will hit the road in about 4 or 5 weeks, 5 weeks call it, when we report second quarter GDP. I think the consensus is 3.3, something like that. Boy, I'd be shocked if that were to happen. In my book, it's going to be very interesting to see where gross domestic product comes in for the second quarter of 2014. And I believe that the bond market is telling us that it's not going to be very good. That's why we continue to have low interest rates, because there's a lot of nervousness out there right now about the current state of the economy. You can see that we have a stock market that has nothing to show for it after 5 months of the year. But we have foreign and emerging markets that are doing much better. We have India up 20%. We have Brazil up 7% so far in 2014. And that seems to be a trend. Now, as we look around the world, and as we look here at home at the various asset classes, and of course this is something that's debated ad nauseum, your asset allocation. There are those that are asset allocators that base it on age, believing you should have so much in the bond market and so much in the stock market. And it's mainly based on your age. Your risk tolerance would be a second factor. And then they spread it out amongst the stock market, amongst all the various types of stocks, U.S. small caps, U.S. mid caps, U.S. large caps, foreign stocks, emerging market stocks, dividend paying stocks, and then they take a look at the bond market, spread it around there, long-term treasuries, short-term, intermediate-term, corporate bonds, sovereign debt. They spread your money all over the place. I prefer to focus on the best asset classes at any given point in time. Now, last year was really easy because there were only a couple of asset classes in the entire world that I had any interest in, and they showed up as the top asset classes in my app, Best Stocks Now, which ranks the asset classes on a daily basis. Last year, it was all about U.S. stocks, and it was all about small caps in particular. That was the sweet spot in the market. You didn't have to worry about emerging markets last year, which were down. You didn't have to worry about precious metals last year, which got clobbered, down some 25%. You didn't have to worry about the bond market last year, which was also down about 10%. Instead, that's all you had to worry was about was one or two asset classes, U.S. small and mid-cap stocks. Now, this year is completely different. There really is not a dominant leader in the market this year. We've had a lot of bouncing around. We've had one asset class that will grab the reins and take the lead for a week or two and then kind of fall back. And last year's leaders are the worst places to be this year. U.S. small cap stocks are the worst place to be. Now, that should be a big clue for you if you've got a 401k or a thrift savings plan, etc. Instead, the action has moved. And while there's really not a clear leader in 2014, there's definitely some themes that we can follow. The first theme would be energy and oil. The master limited partnerships are one of the top asset classes in the market right now. These are companies that invest in pipelines. They own pipelines, or they own big oil fields, and their oil and gas royalty trust paying you a royalty, a percentage of the money coming in from those oil fields. And you can buy the individual master limited partnerships, or you can buy like an AMJ, which I own, which is a collection of a bunch of master limited partnerships. Therefore, you get around that testy little partnership return that you get in about on about April 20th after you filed for your taxes, which is something that a lot of people don't like about the partnerships. But there's a way around that. The REITs have also done very well in 2014. Why? Because they're interest rate sensitive. And interest rates have surprisingly gone down here in 2014. And that's helped the REITs. People have gone looking for yield. Another big key to this year's market. It's been a yield-driven market. It's been a dividend-driven market. Utilities, REITs, master limited partnerships, large cap stocks that pay a dividend. And another big theme to the market this year, without question, value over growth. There's another big clue. If you've got a bunch of mutual funds to choose from in your 401k, generally speaking, there's value funds and there's growth funds. And the difference being the growth funds are usually chasing the growth and paying higher PE ratios for that growth. And the value funds are chasing value and low PE. And this is definitely a year that favors value over growth. Last year, it was completely opposite. We favored growth over value. This year it's upside down. It's the other way around. Another theme this year, large cap versus small cap. Last year was all about the high-flying small cap growth stocks. This year, investors want a safer harbor. They want large cap value dividend-paying stocks. Stocks, companies that are at the absolute other end of the spectrum. And one last theme. And this is, to me, the biggest theme of 2014. There's a lot more going on outside the United States and other markets around the world. The Bombay stock market, the Brazilian stock market, the Mexico stock market. There's a lot more going on this year outside of the United States than inside of the United States. It's been a better year for the foreign stocks. And, you know, you add in the fact that they've been left behind now for the last two or three years while the U.S. market has been sizzling. Well, they've got some catch-up to do. And I think that the theme towards the foreign stocks could last for quite some time. Only time will tell. But I have definitely shifted assets out of last year's winners. I did that much earlier this year and have been chasing these themes here in 2014. Totally different themes from last year. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I just got done doing my two-minute stint on local Channel 6. They've turned my office into a TV studio here. Boy, there's a shiny spot right on the top of my head where I'm losing my hair. I got to do something about that. Does anybody know a good makeup person out there? Or you know, the older we get, the better we were, right? Anyways, I did my little spiel on Apple this morning. I read over the weekend that Apple has plans to turn your smartphone into a remote control. You'll be able to notify your home that I'll be home in 5 minutes, lights, come on. And you'll be able to turn on and off your security system. And, you know, when the iPhone turn on the oven, the microwave, and have my dinner ready. And then they really got something. But my point was, the stock Apple has got its groove back. Has anybody noticed that? It's breaking out to new all-time highs once again. Look at the performance. Apple currently has a performance grade of A, a momentum grade of A-, and out of 3,846 stocks in my database, it's currently ranked at number 12 again, or number 30 actually today. It was number 12 on Friday. So you know what? Time to look at Apple again. Double APL. In addition to that, I think it pays about a 2.1% dividend yield here. So growth and income? Yeah. I mean, hey, I think they had a little question on CNBC the other day. Would you rather own a U.S. Treasury bond right now, which is paying 2.5%, or Apple, which is paying 2.1% with the chance for some upside potential? I'd take the Apple stock. I'd take door number two. Give me the Apple stock over those 2.5% dividend yields all day long. Okay, we talked about the first quarter of the show. We talked about the current state of the market. We went over the leaderboard, just like the Indianapolis 500. There's guys that are out there leading the race right now. Their cars are faster. Their cars are performing better. They don't have the wind in their face. They don't have 30 cars in front of them to weave their way through. They kind of are breaking out to new all-time highs, and that would include the energy stocks, a lot of the energy oil stocks, a lot of the emerging markets right now, including India, including Brazil, breaking out. I believe isn't Helio Castroneves the driver that came in second in the Indianapolis? I believe he's from Brazil, and hopefully Helio's got a good exposure to the Brazilian stock market right now. But the leaderboard shows in 2014 so far, hardly anything to show for the U.S. stocks. In fact, we have a Dow that's basically even. Now, you may be hearing new highs today on the S&P, which is true, but we have very little to show for the U.S. markets year to date. Instead, we have to look to India, which is up 20% year to date. We have to look to Brazil, which is up 7% year to date. And we have to look to the emerging markets, which are up about 4 or 5% year to date. And as it pertains to the United States of America, we have to look at large cap versus small cap. We have to look at value versus growth. I know, not as exciting as last year. Boy, you can say that again. It's slow going. It's tough for a trader here in 2014. We have to look at dividend stocks versus non-dividend stocks. And we have to look at things like utilities and REITs and master limited oil partnerships or an oil and gas royalty trust. Not the excitement that we had last year in the biotechs and the social media and the internet stocks. But they're breaking out and they're hitting new highs. We're starting to get some trends established here in 2014. It was a real tough start to the year. The first quarter of the year was lousy. And some of the internals of the market got hit very, very hard. And now we're trying to spot some trends, trying to pick up on some trends, and we're trying to avoid the worst neighborhood in the market. In fact, in my newsletter, the most recent newsletter I wrote, I continue to fly a green flag in certain areas of the market. Energy, low PE, dividend payers, large caps. But as it pertains to last year's leaders, the biotechs, the small caps, the mid caps, I still advise caution there. I don't know that they're going to regain leadership here in the market. There are some bounces taking place right now, which I think are very playable in some of last year's leaders. But for the most part, it's dull and slow this year in 2014, the way to go. Although, these emerging markets can heat up really, really fast, and they can get red hot, much like the biotechs did last year. And I have a pretty heavy exposure here in 2014 to a lot of the emerging markets. The worst places to be in the market. What are the worst ranked asset classes? Well, Let's begin with number one, and I call this an asset class because there's a lot of people out there that have a big exposure to this asset class. And there's a lot of people out there that are recommending this asset class currently. It's being short the market. They say this is a lousy market. This is an economy that's been propped up by the Fed. We continue to print money. Therefore, you should be short this market. You should be shorting the S&P 500. Well, how has that worked out over the last 5 years and 3 months? Well, the S&P has gone from 666 to 1900. Those bears are about as grumpy as any group of people I have ever seen. I was at the Las Vegas Money Show a couple of weeks ago. I stuck out my hand to shake hands with one of the most notorious bears in the entire market. I thought he was going to spit on me. He just didn't look very happy. Surly, at best. I was just sticking out my hand to introduce myself to say hi. But when you've got an S&P that's gone from 666 to 1910, no wonder the bears are grumpy. Would I short this market? Right now, well, it's the worst-ranked asset class in the entire market, no. The second-worst asset class, U.S. microcaps, one of the hottest areas of the market. Little companies under $2 billion in market capitalization, really under a billion. Call it under a billion are those microcaps. Boy, they're having a tough year this year after scorching up the track last year. And the other bad asset classes this year are silver and gold. Now that adds an injury to insult because most of the bears who don't like this market are heavily weighted in silver and gold. And while the market was up 30% last year, silver and gold was down about 25%. And I have people that argue with me all the time that silver and gold are still the best places to be in the market. And that's all I have to do is look at the current market. Look at the current chart. Look at a chart of the gold mining index, GDX, which is a group of the mining stocks. We went over how it costs $1,300 an ounce for many of these companies to get an ounce of gold out of the ground. And then they're turning around and selling it for $1,300 an ounce. The only thing they can do is stockpile it and wait for gold prices to go up. It's a very, very tough environment. Now, I'm not saying that at some point in the future, the gold and silver mining stocks can't be leaders again. In fact, I can almost guarantee that they will be leadership stocks at some point in the future. But for the last several years, the gold miners and the asset itself, gold bullion have been very poor investments. Yes, I know, if you got 5% stuck in your drawer or in your safe or buried in the backyard for real calamitous times at some point in the future, that's one thing. But to have 60, 70, 80% of your portfolio that you're going to depend on someday for retirement in gold and silver, it just has not been a good place to be. And I don't think it's a good place to be right now, other than a little bit, you know, some gold coins hidden away. I don't think it's a good asset class to be invested in. Now, yes, it serves a different purpose, okay? I know that. But we're talking about the growth area of your portfolio. The growth area. Let's not forget, the stock market, no matter how much you hate it, no matter how much you think the Fed has propped it up, has almost tripled in the last 5 years. And you can't say that about gold and silver. I am a believer that you need to have your growth money in the right areas of the stock market, the areas that we just talked about. Now, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the current sector rankings in the market. Another very important key to being in the right place at the right time. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, now we need to narrow it down to the sectors in the market. Boy, I'll tell you what, was that a key for last year? One of the biggest clues that we had last year was that all year long it was pharmaceuticals, drug stocks, biotech stocks, internet stocks, social media stocks that led the way. And of course, that all came to a screeching halt about the midway point through March when two events happened. One, Janet Yellen blurting out the word 6 months, meaning that at some point, no longer was that Fed rate hike out there indefinitely on the horizon, out of sight, out of mind. Now there was a little white speck out there that we could barely see, and it's approaching. It may still be a long ways out there, but at least she put it on the map. And that caused the high PE stocks, i.e. internet, social media, pharmaceuticals, biotechs, to cringe, and they went running for cover. And then along came Henry Waxman right about the same period of time, wagging his finger at Gilead Sciences, who he felt was charging too much, way too much, for their hepatitis C treatment, which is about 95% effective. And that also sent the leading sector in the market scurrying, running for cover. And it's gone through about a 10-15% correction. And it has started to find a base again, and it is basing right now. And there actually are some biotech stocks right now that are bouncing. And I actually bought last week a big pharmaceutical. I added it back to my my conservative growth account, and I actually bought back one of the biotechs that I made a lot of money in last year. We'll see where they go from here. But overall, it's not a great sector to be in. It's no longer that jackrabbit that's out in front of the pack leading all the other sectors. Instead, it's been dispersed, the leadership, amongst several sectors, such as, number one this week, the healthcare providers. You can take a look at Humana breaking out again today to new all-time highs. That is one solid chart on Humana, a $20 billion company. Oh, let's take a look at Aetna. Yeah, so glad I met you. Breaking out today. Breaking out today to a new all-time high. We could take a look at HealthNet, HNT, another healthcare stock, pretty solid. We could take a look at WellPoint, another one, breaking out last week. That's the number one sector in the market right now. Number two is the transportation sector. And boy, I tell you, I featured a lot of transportation stocks here on the show this year from different walks of life, the airline stocks. Take a look at Alaska Airlines breaking out to new all-time highs. Take a look at Delta Airlines, DAL, breaking out to new all-time highs. Take a look at American Airlines, AAL, breaking out to new all-time highs. We've talked about the railroads. Oh boy, do I like the railroads. I own two in Canada and one here in the U.S. I also like the trucking stocks, another piece of the transportation sector. I've talked about Old Dominion, ODFL. Let's see how it's doing today. New all-time high. So the transportation sector is currently the second-ranked sector in the market. Not as sexy, not as glamorous as the high-flying biotechs and the high-flying social media stocks, but carving out new highs nevertheless. In third place, we have the realty companies, the realty majors. That is an ETF, exchange-traded fund, that includes a lot of real estate stocks. And includes like some of the REITs, the real estate investment trust. And then we have the energy stocks, which continue to do pretty doggone good. You know, we did have an election in Ukraine over the weekend. We do have a little bit more stability in the Ukraine. But at the same time, I know there was a lot of fighting that went on at the Donetsk airport, and there were missiles being fired from helicopters. I don't think that it's all simmered down. Ukraine has a new leader, businessman, owned a big chocolate company over there in the Ukraine. So we'll see, you know, but prospects for lower oil prices going forward, probably not too good. And the energy stocks continue to be one of the leading sectors in the market. And of course, these are areas that I'm heavily weighted in. I own a lot of the transportation sector, between the airline stocks that I own, the railroad stocks that I own, and the trucking stocks that I own. I have a heavy exposure to the transportation sector. I also have a heavy exposure to the energy sector, between some of the oil and gas service stocks that I own, between some of the fracking plays that I own, between some of the exploration companies that I own. I continue to have a heavy exposure to the energy stocks. The worst sectors to be in this year so far, we've said it before, the miners having a real rough time. Investment services, the brokerage companies, the internet stocks, one of the leaders from last year, the financial service companies, and the clean energy index, the wind and solar stocks, not leadership stocks in 2014. The bottom line is this: we still have a bull market going on, but it's not a bull market in every sector. It's not a bull market in every asset class. You have to be in the right asset classes. The app ranks them daily. You also have to be in the right sectors. The app ranks the sectors daily. And there are many themes that have developed here in 2014. Once again, I would emphasize that it's a completely, completely different year from 2013. It's not nearly as exciting or as fun. It's a really tough, grinded out type of market. But suffice it to say that there's not a bear lurking around the next corner. We're still making headway, but more than ever, it's a stock picker's market. It's a sector picker's market. And it's an asset class picker's market. You have to be in the right place at the right time, and you have to be out of the wrong neighborhoods. You can get on my newsletter mailing list. I send it out every weekend. That's pwstreet.com. If you would like active management of your portfolio and for me to personally manage your portfolio, I'm at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.